Hello,
Hello.
hello. Hi.
Hi, hi. Good
Yeah,
morning.
good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Okay.
And my
Well,
son is fine too.
wow, I'm happy to hear that. All of you are fine, right? You don't have any problems. Okay, good.
No.
Yeah. Oh, some of the kids of my students have like cold, okay? Yeah, they catch a cold. Okay. Is
Oh,
it
really?
because of the weather?
Oh, they may operate their air conditioner hard, so because of the temperature difference,
Okay.
of inside and outside, they might be catch a cold. Yes.
I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, because inside their house it's so cold
Yes.
because of the air
Yeah.
conditioner, and when they go
Yeah.
outside it's so hot, right?
Yeah,
Ah, okay,
right.
yeah.
Yeah,
That
but
can be
in
a
but
reason.
yeah, but in my house, we don't operate our air conditioner yet.
Ah, when are you
Yeah.
going to use it? When are you going to turn it on?
Maybe a few days later because the temperature is getting hotter and hotter. But now, I can endure the temperature. Actually, I don't like air conditioner's wind. Yes, yeah, it's different from natural wind. So I don't like air conditioner actually.
Okay, I see. Yeah, okay, but maybe your kids like it, right?
Maybe because my son usually feel hot. So during the last night, he felt very hot, so I opened my window, during the night.
I see, okay. I understand, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, okay. I hope that your kids won't get sick because of the weather, okay? Yeah. All right. Before we continue, I want to teach you one expression, okay? This expression actually has three meanings, okay? Yeah, okay. It has three meanings, so I want
Turn
you to
up.
read them. Yeah, right?
Turn up. A. To be found usually unexpectedly. Example. Oh, my phone turned up in my bed. B. To arrive at a place. Example. As always, Julian turned up late. Now, C. To increase the volume, temperature, etc. of something by pressing a button, moving a switch, etc. Example, please turn off the music. I love this song.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So can you
Actually,
understand?
I have been I have seen this expression, but
Okay.
anyway,
You
you
don't know
trimmed.
that it
You
has three
trimmed.
meanings, right? Maybe you are familiar with the third meaning, right? To increase the volume, right? Yeah, or temperature. You're familiar with this meaning, right? Like, please turn off. Yeah, turn the music up, okay? Please turn up the volume of your headset, something like that, right? Okay, but actually it has three meanings, so don't forget that, okay? Let's now study, okay? I'm gonna do something, okay? This time, before we use your book, we're going to use another material, okay? About OPIC, okay? Right. Yeah, because I want to give you like some sample answers too, okay? Wait a minute. This time the question is, tell me about your family, okay? Yeah, tell me about your family. I want you to read this sample response.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's quite long.
Yeah,
this one. Can you see it? Oh my God, it's hard. God. Wait. Okay. It's gonna be hard for you to read it, okay?
Okay.
But maybe I can read it for you, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
The structure of the answer is like this, okay? Introduction.
Yeah.
I have a wife and an adorable daughter.
Yeah.
My brother and I still live in with our parents. I'm married to John Lim. We've been married for 3 years. Okay, you can use these sentences as introduction. Okay?
Okay.
And then after that, you can describe the appearance of your wife. Okay? Or your husband. Okay?
Okay.
And then after that, you can proceed to the personality.
Okay.
And then activity or relationship. Okay? The activity that you like doing together.
Okay.
And your relationship. Okay? And then after that, you can proceed to others. Okay? Your father. Okay? Other members of your family. Okay? But if you are married, better to have more description about your wife. Okay? Yeah. So, the pattern is like this. Introduction, appearance, personality, activity, relationship, and others. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Let me read the sample answer, okay?
Yeah.
I'm married to John Lim. We've been married for 3 years. We had a baby boy named Joshua, and he has just turned one last month. I met my husband when we were still in college. He was a senior student, and I was a freshman. We hit it off, and we have been dating for 7 years. After I graduated from college and had a job as a telemarketer, we decided to get married. My husband is a vice president of Union Oil Company. My parents like John very much. They actually treat him as their own son. When my father died, John was there to be a shoulder to cry on, and he even supported my family. What I like about him is that he is a very funny person. He always makes me laugh. He's got a great sense of humor. Even though he is very busy in his work, he always has time for us. On weekends, he cooks food and he even helps me do the laundry. And he also plays with my son. Every Saturday morning, they go to the park and stroll around. Not only do we go out on dates, we also watch movies or fashion shows, concerts, clubbing, and playing badminton. Then on Sundays, we go to church together with my in-laws. Okay? Yeah, something like that. So, can you try also this one? Tell me about your family, okay?
Okay.
Alright.
Okay. Let me introduce my family. I live with my husband and my son. As for my husband, he is somewhat fat, but he is very handsome. And for my son, my son is very handsome and cute. I don't know. should I tell you?
Again, wait a minute. I want you to follow this pattern. Okay, I'm gonna send you. Wait. Make an introduction. Because if you master this outline, it will be easy for you to answer Almost any kinds of questions, okay? Appearance. Always make an outline of what you're gonna say, okay? Personality.
Yeah.
Relation. Activity. And then other family members. Okay. Like this, okay? You begin with introduction, describe the appearance, okay?
Okay.
Personality, okay. Start now, ready?
Okay. Okay. Let me introduce my family. I live with my husband and my son. Yeah, as for my husband, he's somewhat fat, but he's handsome, I believe. And as for my son, he is very cute and handsome. My husband usually play with my son well, and he usually help my chores at home. He's a good man. Yeah. Before our marriage, we had been met for about 7 years.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we have been made a happy family. My son is young yet. My son is still young, but anyway, we are trying to go out with our son to play. My son actually wants to raise a cat, but I don't want to. I don't want to do it because I don't have a spare time to raise pets. So after growing up my son, we will try to raise pets. Yes.
Oh, I see. Wow. Yeah. See, okay? Yeah, that is better.
Thank
yeah,
you.
You need it better, okay? Because you know the things that you're gonna say, okay? You know the pattern, okay?
Yeah.
So always do that, okay? During your preparation time, think of a pattern, okay?
Of
the things that you're gonna say. Introduction, body, and then good ending, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Any questions?
No.
No, and you don't have any questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're now going to our book. Okay, we're now going to use our book, okay?
Yes.
I want you to go to page 48, number... Question number...
What 11.
Ah, sorry. Okay, question number 11, okay?
Yeah.
So, let me read it. Can you tell me about last time you had some free time? When was it? What did you do? Did you spend time with someone? Did something surprising or unexpected happen? Please give me a full description of the last time you had some free time. So, read first the sample answer before we go to the next, okay?
Okay. Last Sunday, I had some free time. My mom had asked me to go shopping for a new jacket a week ago, so I decided to use the time to go with her that day. We went to the shopping mall, which was having a huge sale. There were a variety of clothes for the upcoming season. From the very first store, my mom picked out a nice leather jacket. She seemed to be happy with it. We tried all of the stores in the mall and ended up getting so tired. Entering the last store, I noticed the same leather jacket she bought at the first store for a lower price. I asked the store to put it on hold while I returned the more expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
However, I couldn't get a refund since it was a sale item.
Okay, you understand it?
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, good job. Okay. Any questions?
No?
No, you don't have any questions,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Alright, now let's study some words and phrases that are used in that sample answer, okay?
Okay.
Please read them.
Okay. Sale, a variety of, upcoming, pick out, leather jacket, end up, enter, notice, put on hold, return.
Okay. Oh, any questions?
No,
and you don't have any questions. Okay, yeah. Let's make sentences. Please make a sentence using a variety of.
A variety of, okay. I prefer to go to the Big Mart because
okay.
There is a variety of items
okay.
what I want to buy.
Okay. Or that I want to buy, okay?
That I want to buy, okay?
I see, okay. Wow, yeah. Nice. Okay, next is end up.
Okay. End up. He ended up succeed.
Okay.
Yeah.
He ended up succeed. Maybe it's better to say he ended up being or becoming successful. Okay.
Becoming successful.
Okay. So because succeed is a verb. Okay. He ended up becoming or being successful.
Okay.
Any questions?
No.
No, I don't have any questions, okay?
Yeah.
And this time I want to hear your own sample answer, okay?
Okay. last Saturday, our family went to the water park because my son wanted to go there for a long time.
Okay.
The weather was so hot, but it was not the same with the real summer. Because anyway, the temperature and humidity level were not high compared to real summer. But there were so many people in the water park. I feel chilly when I enter the water and go out from the water. Anyway, my son enjoyed the time for about 2 hours. After going back home, my son had a fever, so I was very regretted, for going there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Or you can say I regret.
Going there, okay?
I see, okay.
Yes.
Why? What's the reason?
Maybe some viruses attacked my son.
I think so. Okay. Because there are many viruses in our surrounding, right?
So
and
there are
kids,
so many people.
Kids can easily catch them,
right?
Yeah, For adults, it's okay because the immune system of old people or adult is strong, right?
Yeah, right.
But kids' immune system isn't strong yet.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah. Okay. So better not to take your son if he's very young to crowded places.
Yeah, right.
I understand. Actually, our pediatrician, the doctor of my son, also said the same. Okay. If he is very, very young, okay?
Yeah.
But if he's an elementary student already, it's okay.
Oh, okay. I will wait.
Thank you so much. Talk to you again tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
Have a great day.